B-Pod Studios.
Right now, the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh. Give me a moment of escape. Make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Lorette live from Ballantyne, North Carolina. It is 6:01 on August 12th. Today is Wednesday.
There you go, just so people know we're live.
Yeah. School starts next week.
They do, although we'll have some people still going back, some people doing the whole virtual learning.
We did a whole spreadsheet so that we know what school systems are doing what.
So we can keep an eye on it.
And then there's all those privates that send us our heads spinning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the private schools are pretty much full in-school learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning, Lorraine. What did you do yesterday? What's your day in 30 look like?
I got my son a haircut yesterday, and when I tell you, it was the most unruly his hair has been probably since he was born. I mean, I was embarrassed. He finally started wearing a hat, which is glorious to me.
Right.
Because I could at least cover it up, but yesterday I was like, it's got to go.
I know. Roy, when you have kids one day, you'll really want to put a hat on them when they're out in the sun, like especially in the pool and stuff, and kids hate hats.
Why?
I don't know, but there is a turn, like around 4 or 5, where Dean started thinking a hat was cool.
That's interesting.
Always take it off. They want it off. They want it off.
Well, I think how we got him to wear it is that, like, I had a Virginia Tech hat on, so then he thought maybe it was cool. So we started with a Virginia Tech hat, and then I bought him a Cash & Co. hat that he won't wear.
Cash & Co.
I don't know what that is.
Did you create the Cash & Company?
No, it's like a little kid's like hat line, which I thought was really cute, that obviously his name is Cash, so I bought him one. And I was like, you know what? Now he's wearing a hat. This would be great. I put the hat on him. He's like, no hat. Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I thought Lorraine was going to talk about how she sent me a video, and it's her driving down the road. And she looks at her GPS, and her GPS has her, like, flying through Charlotte. Like, there's nowhere, she's not on a road. She's, like, her little car icon's going over neighborhoods.
Uh-huh. Now, my au pair took the video, so I was being safe while I was driving. But I was on 485, and it was showing, like, 485 in Pineville, and it was showing me, like, over by South Park Mall. I was like, okay, well, at least the car knows me.
Nuts. The GPS wasn't right.
No.
Not at all.
Technology hates me.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yesterday, I had to go to my mom's house. My mom was like, she called me and she's like, hey, when you get a minute, nothing important, but she called yesterday, which means come today when she says that. And you get a minute, nothing important. I have a couple light bulbs I need changing. And I was like, okay. And my dad's pushing 80, and I get she doesn't want him up and down like ladders and stuff, but she needs to change the light bulbs in all of her fans in the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And when you change one over there, they have the dates written on the light bulbs. My dad takes a marker and writes the date on the light bulb.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so that you change them all at the same time.
I don't hate it.
It's very obsessive compulsive, and that's my dad. So anyway, I go over and I tell my dad, hey, I need the ladder. He goes, for what? And my mom gives me a look. She's like, I wanted to do this without him knowing.
Oh. Mm.
Because everything is an issue with my dad. Oh. He can't even change a light bulb on a fan. Because you got to unscrew it, then you got to pull it down, you know, pull the globe down.
Oh, I get it. That's tough. I don't know how to do it either.
Anyway, I swear, I changed like 6 light bulbs yesterday. It took me 20 minutes, Lorraine. And when I left, you would have thought that I came with the cure of coronavirus. I mean, my parents were so thankful. Like, my mom's like, thank you so much. Your dad he'd be yelling and he'd be mad that the ladder wasn't set up right and the lights were built wrong, and it's a whole thing.
That is a thing. Like, sometimes it's just easier to ask somebody else to do it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was like, I'll see you in a year for when we change them again. Did you write the dates on all these? Yes, we did. I put a little note up there that was like, hey, there's a pandemic going on. That's what I wrote on the light bulb.
Oh, so
that when
remember?
I change it next year, I'll be like, oh, yeah, there was something weird about last year.
Don't think that you're going to forget so easily either. About this year next year. You know, my day in 30 seconds, I was devastated to hear that there's a Dr. Pepper shortage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shook my world.
Maybe it's just so that people start buying Dr. Pepper again. Because I don't really know anybody who drinks Dr. Pepper on a normal basis except for you.
Well, it's funny you say that because they say for the past 4 years, sales of Dr. Pepper has been up. And this year, it's been increasingly up due to the coronavirus pandemic, and they can't even keep up with production.
Wow.
So,
but you drink Diet Dr. Pepper, don't you?
Same thing, okay. Yeah. You know, well, it's the Dr. Pepper brand, you know, but I do drink Diet Dr. Pepper because it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you, but it's better tasting.
Right. Oh, okay.
Is this like the Truly shortage that there really was? There truly wasn't a Truly shortage.
Well, but my issues with it is that, like, if you go to Walmart, they don't have a big selection of Dr. Pepper. They got, like, you can find, like, one thing of it. And it's, you know, like, how there'll be, like, 40 things of Coke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's, like, one little section of Dr. Pepper.
You can get Dr. Thunder.
I could get Dr. Thunder, but it's not the same. So it's, like, restaurants. Grocery stores barely have Dr. Pepper as it is because Loren's right. Nobody drinks it but me.
704 sends in a text message that says, I've been saying there's a shortage for a month. I've had issues finding it. I've been so damn mad.
See?
You guys can't get it online?
No, you cannot buy Dr. Pepper online. So my world shook, and I don't know how I'm going to live.
Well, I'll stock up for you next time I see some.
Thank you. Diet, please.
Obviously, okay. Dr. Pepper is working on a vaccine and not making his own soda right now. There's more important things for the doctor to be doing.
And you know, and the thing is, it's the one thing during the coronavirus pandemic that I enjoy. Is drinking an ice-cold Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's funny. Hey, yesterday we talked about something funny that Roy does. Just around 6:20 yesterday morning.
And it happened again.
And it happened again yesterday. I'll explain.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy's wearing his MRL fam shirt.
I try to support the show in every way I can.
Looking good, bud. Looking good.
Yep. Good for you.
By the way, we have all new shirts and MRL show masks are all up at the Kiss95.1 store at kiss95.1.com. We have these really cool pandemic shirts that you should go look at. They're very funny. They don't even have our logo or the station logo on it. They're just good stuff that Nicole created, some good sayings. So go check those out. Kiss95.1.com on the Kiss95.1 store there. Yesterday, we mentioned that whenever Roy picks up his phone, when I call him, Loren, he's always busy doing something.
Yep. It's always a rustle and then a story.
I'm not even joking. It happened again yesterday. We both walked out of the radio station at the same time, around 11:30 a.m., right? I was in the car for about 8 minutes and called him and figured he'd still be on his way home. Mm-hmm. So I called him, and when I called him, he's busy. I hear all sorts of noise and all sorts of, like, I hear this, and I'm like, is he playing with me? We just talked about it that morning, yesterday morning, about how he does that.
And I just left you.
And I go, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I had to make a stop. I'm like, make a stop where? You've been in the car for 8 minutes.
And by that point, I've already gotten out of the car, did what I needed to do. And as you called me, I was in the process of putting everything in my car and getting back in. In my car, my phone was switching to the phone Bluetooth, the car Bluetooth. So there's like a switch over.
Yeah.
There's always a delay.
So, Loren, it was like some business stuff about the show. And I was like, blah, 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 you know? And he goes, buddy, you have to repeat it. I didn't hear anything you said. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? And then get this. We talked for about 30 minutes and tell him what I was doing while we were talking.
You were shame eating. You were. I couldn't get over it, y'all.
What was he doing?
He goes, I was laughing so hard. He goes to a Wendy's to get a burger. And he sits in the parking lot and eats it while talking to me because he's too afraid to take it home. He doesn't want anyone to know that he had a burger from Wendy's.
Amanda isn't feeling well this week, so she's been home. And like, yeah, she would shame me if I brought in Wendy's or McDonald's. Like, Chick-fil-A's okay.
But the Wendy's and McDonald's too much.
Too low so on the food chain for her.
You're sitting alone, shamefully eating your burger, talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there in my driveway at this point because I'm not getting out. I'm talking to you, just listening to you eat.
He goes. I go, hold on, but I got to order my Wendy's. And then I pulled into a parking spot to eat. He goes, what are you going to do? Just sit there and eat? I go, no, I'm going to talk to you and eat. He goes, why don't you take it home? I was like, because Amanda's going to shame me for it.
He was too afraid to take the burger home.
There's no way.
Alex and Charlotte, you're on with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning, well. Alex.
I was just calling because I was hearing about Roy's plight for his hunt for Diet Dr. Pepper, and I just was getting off work. I work at a grocery store out by Concord, Harris Teeter, and we have like 20 different cases of the Diet Dr. Pepper there.
I'm going there today. Got to stock up. Trip. You remember when the pandemic first started and everybody was freaking out and nuts? It's going to be me with Dr. Pepper.
Hold on a second, Alex. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to tell you about the last blockbuster on Earth and something really cool you can do inside of it.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I feel like we've talked about this before, where there's one blockbuster left in the country. And for those that don't know, Blockbuster was what kind of a store, Lorraine?
It was for VHS tapes and then Blu-rays and DVDs.
Yeah. It's a movie store. You would go there and instead of just going to your on-demand now or going to your Netflix or Hulu, you would go to the store and actually physically take VHS tapes and DVDs home for 3 days and then return them. I know.
You have to go somewhere to get a movie?
And it was fun.
It was fun. In fact, it's so fun that the last remaining Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon is going to be taking reservations through Airbnb for movie marathon sleepover nights. They've converted an area of the store into a spacious living room with a pull-out bed, armchairs, and a coffee table and a large TV screen to watch the movies.
That's kind of fun.
The Airbnb experience costs only $4 and will be open to residents of Oregon's Dutchess County. Is that where you were, Nicole?
I couldn't tell you what county I was in. I know I was in Portland.
I wonder how close that is to Bend. The owner says it's a way of thanking locals for their support of the store during the coronavirus lockdown. See, why, if that store's making money, in other words, Blockbuster's only going to make money in Bend, Oregon? Like, you don't think a Blockbuster, you know, here in Southend or in Ballantyne would make any money?
But here's the thing. That Blockbuster hasn't made any money for years. It was just open for, like, a novelty thing. Then Corona hit, and everybody wanted to go. Because it was just to get out of the house to rent a movie.
We drove by one, but I can't remember if it was in Mount Holly or Lenore.
We were delivering our Frontline Hero signs.
We passed a video store, and there was people in it. Now, this video store also was selling CBD.
But it was a generic video store, like a mom and pop place.
But you got to diversify, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what they're doing, finally.
For more information and to see pictures of it and to book if you'd like, well, you can't because you don't live in Oregon. But anyway, the details and to see the pictures is pretty cool. Kiss95.1.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss95.1.
So, what was the harshest punishment your parents ever gave you?
My dad pulled me off the basketball team in eighth grade because I got a D in math.
And
I was so excited to play basketball. Yeah. That was it. My eighth grade basketball dreams disappeared.
I think mine was when I almost got arrested and my mom grounded me for the rest of the school year.
And, like, you just couldn't be with friends, or?
Yeah, like, I couldn't have anything. I lived in my room for, like, 6 months by myself. And my dad didn't know, like, that I was actually grounded. But, like, we never told him. He just thought I was, like, hibernating and being emo.
Being emo. I remember. I'll tell you what we found in Phoenix, Arizona, what a family did to a 14-year-old son after he was caught speeding in the family car. me and my sister, when we were little, we were playing barbershop with these Burton Ernie dolls. And evidently they were collectibles. It was just a cool thing. We were like cutting the hair and we were having fun. And he banned those things and got so mad. We never saw those things ever again. He hid them forever.
The Bert and Ernie dolls?
And I knew exactly where they were, but we weren't allowed to touch them.
Mm.
And like still today, I'm still punished, by the way. If you call my dad and ask about the Bert and Ernie dolls, he'll tell you I'm still grounded from them. Like, I'm not allowed to see them. As a grown
man. Do you think
he
still has them?
He does have them. I know he has them. And I'm not allowed to be near them. Like, I am still today punished for what I did when I was six.
Where are they?
They're in a closet somewhere, just stuffed in a closet, but I'm not allowed to look at them.
Oh, it's so funny.
But they're still there.
What was the harshest punishment you got? 704-570-9595. That's funny.
Give us a phone call, join the show, text the show. This family in Phoenix, Arizona, after the kid, 14-year-old, was speeding in the family car, caught by police, they made him give away all of his possessions. And the family made him sit on the street with a sign apologizing for what he had done. According
speeding
to
speeding in the family car, what was it, a minivan?
Yeah, I know. According to the family, this wasn't the first time he had disobeyed them in the last few months, so they knew they had to take the punishment to an extreme measure.
Gave away all of his possessions, Loren? Can you imagine?
Like, is he sleeping on the floor of his bedroom?
Well, I imagine he has the necessities, but probably the Xbox is gone.
Oh,
the TV's gone.
I'm
the
okay
toy's
with all of
gone.
It.
iPhone.
Phone's gone.
Yeah.
iPads, watches.
Is it bad that I don't think that's an extreme?
No. That's not bad.
Because
you're going to send your son to like military school the first time he acts up.
Oh, if that happened, he would absolutely be in boarding school.
704 texts in and says, Loren, that story you just told, you're savage. Another one, 704, said, my parents gave me an underage busted me for having a party at my house my senior year of high school. No cops involved, but I had to pay the fine, community service, pay for professional house cleaning.
Yeah.
All that to avoid your parents' punishment? Do you have to spend money to avoid your parents' punishment? That's serious stuff.
All right, we're going to talk with Elijah. Elijah in Denver, you're on with Manny Roy and the Wren.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. Tell us what happened.
So I put gum in my church's pew, and it was where the hymnals went.
Uh-huh.
And my dad found it, and he asked me about it, and I said, no, that's not mine, which apparently he saw me do it. So my punishment was I had to clean up our entire backyard by myself, which at the time had a lot of trash and stuff, but it also had a fully chopped down, cut up tree with logs, twigs, and everything in it. I was around 9.
Oh, I was going to ask you how old you were. Yeah, thanks, Elijah. Parents are cruel, man.
And you know the bigger thing there was, like, you lied. That's the punishment.
Uh-huh.
Not putting the gum on the pews, because everyone does that at church.
And you did it in the Lord's house.
Everyone's back there.
You think that there's gum under every pew?
I do.
I do, too.
It's not shocking at all.
Well, listen to this one. 803 said that they started a food fight. They were forced to stand in the corner and hold canned food. That's just got to hurt over time.
I threw food in the cafeteria at school, and for 30 days, I had to eat my lunch with the principal in the principal's office when I was in school.
For doing what?
I threw food across the cafeteria. I thought I'd be the starting factor.
Wow.
And by the way, no one followed my lead. I was just some random guy throwing food across the room.
Everybody booed you. You thought you were going to start a movement.
All my friends were pumping me up. Like, yeah, dude, once you do it, everyone else is going to jump in.
No. Sounds like something I would do.
No.
Hey, Q, good morning in Fort Mill.
Good morning. How are you?
So tell us the extreme punishment.
So, my dad, back then, and I was in middle school, and my dad was driving this Nova green car, and I called it the Green Machine, and it was like a Deuce of Hazard car, and he drove me to school in it for punishment, and he was like, well, where are you going? I said, well, you have to take me to the back, because that's where the kids are.
You lied to him.
So, while we were driving, I was so far on the side, because I hated it, and I was leaning down in it. And he turned the curve and almost fell out. And he dragged me back in.
That's awesome.
Every time he took me to school, I would tell him to take me in the back. He was like, well, where are the kids? And I'm like, the kids, they're early. I'm late.
Thank you, Q. That's funny. When your parents take you in the ugly car to school as a punishment.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We were all excited when our buddy Roy said he was going to be in a 5K that he signed up for.
I started training.
You were running?
I was training so hard. I got shin splits.
Chin splints.
Splints. hurt my leg. Had to take some time off for that. And I was supposed to have a 5K on August 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It is August 12th, and I have not performed said 5K.
Ooh. So why not? Because your legs hurt? Or
No, my leg's fine. They didn't send me any information. I don't know how to do it. It was Virginia Tech. It was a hokey virtual 5K. And the reason why I chose Virginia Tech is because that's the school of my hometown. That's one of the close colleges there. And I thought it'd be cool to support Virginia Tech and also do a 5K. I paid the $45 for the registration. No, they never sent me anything. They're supposed to send me a bib, a T-shirt, details on how I can submit my times to the very end. I think I was supposed to get a trophy for trying. I didn't get nothing. And so,
did you reach out to them and ask them?
I sent an email this morning saying, hey, what's going on? Is it canceled? Because here's the other weird thing. I haven't seen success stories on their website. I haven't seen I haven't seen like everyone's like, oh, doing the virtual 5K. And this is something that sold out the first week it went on.
And when was it supposed to be?
August 9th.
And it was three days ago.
I'm looking.
And I haven't heard anything about it.
Are you ready? Like if they say, hey, it got moved for another week?
Well, it depends on my schedule. But, yeah, I'm ready to do. I have now trained myself to do. What do you like? I've trained myself to do 5K in one setting.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing because I put into Instagram hashtag Hokie5K and like a million pictures came up. But then I clicked on it. It was from 2018.
Oh, okay. So you thought like everyone did it but me.
Right. Hold Which on. I'm still looking.
Entirely possible. All right. Well, keep us updated because we thought the 5K was going to happen and we know you're training like Rocky and ready to go.
I'm ready, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Dating a cheapskate, Loren.
Ugh, the worst.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's the absolute worst. And listen, I get it. But if you are cheap, I would rather you take me on like a picnic than use a coupon on a date. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather do something that's like well thought out, super sweet, doesn't cost a lot of money than you try to be like, hey, I got this 2-for-1 coupon that I'm going to use. Could you order something off of the appetizers and this entree? I'd be like, I'll just pay for my own thanks.
What do they got? Like the Chili's pick two, you know? You're like, hey, yeah. You can only do the pick two.
But I did read this article about a woman who had an awful date with a cheapskate.
And by the way, sorry, Ren, before you get into that, let's throw this out there because it's always funny to hear from you guys. If you had a situation where you went on a date with someone who was cheap, how cheap were they? What'd they do?
704-570-9595.
So I feel for this chick because she met this guy on Bumble and she chatted with him a little bit and they decided they were going to meet at a local bar. And she got there like right at 8 p.m. when she was supposed to meet him, and he didn't show up for another 45 minutes. Now, I think this is just graceful that she waited the 45 minutes because when he showed up, it was because he refused to spend money on the parking. So she said it was like $5. It was, you know what I mean? It wasn't like it was $25 to park. And when he showed up, he was in like ripped cargo shorts, a fluorescent green tank top, shell necklace, and he had a bottle of wine under his arm.
Okay.
And
I like his look.
It's very Maney, like 1995. Yeah. Frosted tips weren't available. but when he got there, he brought his own bottle of wine to this wine bar. But the wine bar wasn't BYOB anymore because they got a liquor license. So he complained the whole time and was like irritated, kept begging the bartender to open the bottle. And the poor girl was just like visibly irritated. So, I mean, I get it, but you didn't want to spend the $5 on the park, and then you brought your own bottle of wine to a wine bar that wasn't BYOB, and then begged the bartender to open it. I'm probably leaving at that point, especially on a first date.
I'll tell you what's as bad for guys when it comes to dating as being cheap is for women on a date. When you go out on a date with someone and you do the opposite, like it's your first actual physical date and you're trying to impress the woman, Roy.
Oh, you go like way too out.
You spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
Get that expensive bottle of wine, do pre-drink cocktails, all that stuff, and then you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
Or, and now you're out $250 for 3 hours of what? Conversation over expensive dinner?
I've heard stories of people like renting cars to pick up dates.
Oh, to impress?
To impress someone?
To impress them.
I feel like we got a confession on Confession Wednesday about that, where the guy was like, I rented a car. Like go ahead, Loren.
I was going to say, isn't that like kind of the opposite side of the spectrum, though? That's not the guy who doesn't want to spend anything. That's the guy who's like, I'll fake it until I make it. I'll spend it, you know?
I know.
Yeah, that guy's screwed.
He is screwed. He's only wanting one thing, and that's for the pants to come off at the end of the day, because he can't keep living that lie.
Text messages coming in. 704 said, I went on a date with a guy who told me I could eat. He's not going to eat. He already ate at home. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's weird.
you get something. Okay.
I was on a date with a guy. We ordered our food. He complained about everything and made sure they took it off the bill. It was embarrassing and cheap.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate, like, I will eat something that's wrong before I send it back on a typical day. Did you see this text message, Maney, from 585? Eliza here. I went on a date with the manager from IHOP. Guess where he took me?
IHOP. He got that 50% off.
Yep.
I eat half off here. Come on.
704 said I went on a date, quote unquote, with a guy and ended up paying for his meals. Also, I had to pick him up and take him back home. Let's see. Here's another text message that said I was on a date with a guy who didn't tip.
Oh, you that's gotta, bad, yeah. too. I'll leave the tip if you can't.
Yeah, you got to tip. If you're not a good tipper and or you don't like animals, there's something wrong with you.
Let's see. 803 said I sat down on a date with my guy who told me, please don't buy alcohol. The meals are expensive here.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish you could see my face right now. My jaw is hanging open.
And just downgrade. I think, listen, I think Sterling and I's first date, we didn't go to those big-time fancy little, where you have to get a reservation in 3 months in advance. I think our first date was in a Carrabba's, which, by the way, is expensive enough. Like, a Carrabba's is you know,
that's what I said, Roy. Like, if you can't afford it, that's cool. Let's just do something else then.
Yeah. Well, see, we got more than one text message from people who are like, hey, lay off these guys. They might not make a lot.
But I'm okay with that.
But what is he supposed to say, though? Then if all the text messages we're reading, you know, in other words, they're saying that that's all the guy can give.
Okay, but if the guy picked the place of the first date, like, he dug his own hole. Like, you could have more than offered me to come to your house and you cook me dinner.
Mm-hmm. And you have your own wine.
Okay, I got you.
So you can be romantic there.
If we're not going to ball and go out to dinner and actually enjoy the meal and have all these parameters and restrictions, then let's not do it at all. That's what you guys are saying.
Okay, but you don't even have to ball. But don't give me parameters once we get there.
Listen, I like Chili's. I like, go to Wendy's.
Why not?
For a date?
Sure, Waffle House. That's a great date location.
I like the guy sits down with Lorena and says, hey, do me a favor, order off the kids menu. Everything there is like $10 and less, if you would, please.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Rachel to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Okay, so you found something suspicious in your son's drawer.
Yeah, and he's young too. I mean, he's only 15. I found some cash in his drawer, and it was a lot. It was about like $500 or so.
Oh, $500. Does he have a job? Does he have a part-time mowing job or working somewhere job?
Not that I know of, and I'm just concerned because, you know, it was mostly on my
parents. And it's not birthday money?
Yeah, it felt like maybe he was collecting money from different people because it was smaller bills like that. I mean, some of it was even crumbled up, and I'm hoping it's nothing illegal.
That's a bit of a jump to a conclusion. He's probably selling things. Maybe when he was at school, he had a little business selling gum. Who knows?
That's where your brain goes. My brain says he's making collections for the mafia.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's obvious.
Oh,
you said it's small bills and it's crumpled up. I'm joking. I would like to make a statement. There is no mafia. So, Rachel, when you DM'd us, you said you asked him.
I did.
What'd he tell you?
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't confront him about it directly because I knew that he wouldn't tell me what it is. That's his style. That's what he's like, you know. So I left a note in the drawer where I found this cash, and I just wrote and asked where the money came from, and he did write back.
What?
Isn't that I thought that was like the best parenting technique.
That's the best parenting technique? That's so fascinating. Wow.
If you're not going to get a straight answer person to person, leave a little note.
How times have changed from when I was a kid.
Right.
Man, would this be a whole conversation. I would hear my name bellow through the house, Mr. Brown, and I'd have to go to the living room, sit down, and there would be a wad of money on the table, and everybody would be quiet staring at it. And they'd go, and do you know what this is? It looks like money, and I'd have to. They would pull it out of me. They would just tug and tug and tug and tug. Finally, spilled my beans. So, what was on the response back to the note?
It was pretty simple. It just said, "Ma, chill. It's from gaming."
Interesting. So, I do know that if you're streaming and you're like on Twitch and you get donations, that's typically sent to like a PayPal account or some
digital
account, which then goes into your bank account. So
right, like an online platform.
Unless he's pulling money out of a bank and then getting smaller bills.
So your son is good, is like an esports guy, as we call it?
Yeah, exactly.
He plays these video games?
He said, because I followed up as much as I could in person too, and it sounds like he's, you know, betting and beating people while doing esports, but he was really vague and, you know, macho. So I'm trying to be chill, but I can't help it. I can't imagine, is that really something that's possible? Like, has anybody else heard of this kind of stuff with esports?
Yeah,
I have, and there's even this one game out there, I think it's called Crash, where you put in money and it's like the high-low thing where you have to pull the money out before it breaks the bank.
Okay. It's like a radio station
game. It's like
a
radio station game.
Yeah, stop the clock.
Stop the clock.
Yeah.
And so you hit start, and it goes, okay, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. Okay, stop. How much money did I get?
See, I wonder, Rachel, if he's not playing with friends locally and they're betting and they're giving each other cash, if it's just going around that way. Like, I wonder if maybe there's some underground. I hate to say underground, but.
But do you think he'd lie about that?
This would be a weird, if he's using this as an excuse, that'd be a weird lie, no?
That's what I feel like. I feel like the whole thing is weird because I just don't know that much about this whole, like, esports stuff, and I'm concerned.
Yeah. Rachel, you DM'd us and you said, you know, does anyone know about this stuff? We thought we'd bring you on because we're getting text messages from people, other parents who say, if he's good, I'd bet to play him. Another person said he could be getting the money from coaching. Maybe he's coaching these kids.
Oh, there we go. Wasn't there a whole thing where people would play Fortnite for you or something?
704 says Fortnite, a lot of money is exchanged when they play games. It sounds like your son is actually pretty good at it. You should encourage him.
Remember, you're right, Roy. There was online tutoring for Fortnite at some point.
And you could pay people to operate your Pokemon Go account. That's a whole thing. Well, keep us posted, Rachel. We want to know more, okay? Dig in deeper.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, encourage him so that you can move to a gated community. And all the money he's making.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Andrew is going to be up against Loren. Loren, he's a first-timer, so get out of the closet so we can play.
I'm going.
Yep.
All right, Andrew, she's putting her headphones down. We're watching her on camera. And she's officially gone away from a closet. She can no longer hear these questions. It's only us.
Okay, Andrew and Charlotte. Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid actor of the year for the second year in a row. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
Gwen Stefani's son's not a fan of country music at all, we just found out, which is ironic since his mom's dating what country singer?
Like Shelton.
Question three. The MTV VMAs are less than 2 weeks away, and more artists are getting added to the lineup, like this Canadian hip-hop singer, who has dated celebrities like Bella Hadid and Selena Gomez.
Drake.
Question four. There's a report that Justin Timberlake signed an agreement that he'll have to give his wife everything if he gets busted cheating. Who is his wife?
Jessica Biel.
And Airbnb is offering an overnight stay in this video / DVD rental store where there's only one left in the country. What store is that?
Blockbuster.
All right, come on in the ramp.
Woo!
Are you feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
How do you think you did?
Yeah, how'd he do?
How did I do?
He got four correct.
Oh.
Got one wrong. Let's see how Loren does. Question one, Loren. Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid actor of the year for the second year in a row. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
Gwen Stefani's son is not a fan of country music at all, we just found out, which is ironic since his mom is dating what country singer?
Blake Shelton.
That's right, 2-2.
The MTV VMAs are less than 2 weeks away, and more artists are getting added to the lineup, like this Canadian hip-hop singer who has dated celebrities like Bella Hadid and Selena Gomez.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, that is correct. Unfortunately, Andrew said Drake. 3-2.
Okay. There's a report that Justin Timberlake signed an agreement that will give his wife everything if he gets busted cheating. Who is his wife?
Jessica Biel.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Airbnb is offering an overnight stay in this video / DVD rental store where there's only one left in the country. What store is that?
Blockbuster.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you win with 4 wins.
Andrew, great job, first timer. But you know what Thanks. We want to hear.
This is Andrew from Charlotte, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Andrew.
Thank you.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
How can I help?
Our good buddy Roy, you might be an expert on this subject because you've openly said that you did not graduate college. You dropped out.
I did.
And we have a message for you that is not about dropping out, but it's about not having the full college experience.
Okay.
So, Roy, you mentioned on the show that you didn't graduate from college. So I need your advice on this. I'm a sophomore and my semester starts pretty soon. My classes, some of them are in person, some of them are online, and I have an apartment with three other people already. And I can go there and try to enjoy the college experience, or I can stay home and do my classes online now, I guess with COVID. My dad says that I should go and that there's more to college than just taking classes online, while my mom is a little bit more concerned because of COVID. What should I do?
So, yeah, mom's worried about you getting sick, and mom's probably like, you could take all your classes here and have me cook and everything be taken care of for you. When you're there, you have to fend for yourself. But the whole experience of college is fending for yourself. That is, and being with your friends and partying. The school part's like the theme. It's like just the thing,
backdrop.
The backdrop. But what's really, like, that's the one thing that I missed, you know. I went to community college, and then I took I went to Harvard Business School online. So both those things didn't award me with ever the college experience of getting a dorm and doing stupid dorm stuff and pranks and drinking games and that type of atmosphere. So, yeah, I say still go. Go and fend for yourself. Have fun.
But is this person really going to get the full college experience during COVID? Like, there's not going to be, like, raging parties like there were. Maybe there will be.
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to get sick.
I go through South End. Seems like a party all the time. I drive through South End, Charlotte. Nobody wearing masks, out there eating, drinking, having a good time.
See, I'm very surprised at you with this unqualified advice.
You think I'd say go hide?
I would think you would say, no, you're not going back to college. There's a pandemic right now. Of course you're going to stay home and stay safe in your high school bedroom doing your classes online.
I'm a wild card, Manny. You don't know. You don't know where I'm going to.
You really never know what you're going to get with Roy.
I mean, it sounds like, again, every once in a while you give qualified advice, but...
I mean, as of this moment, I'm not scared of the coronavirus. So I'm like, screw it. Go. Take a plane.
Next news headline. Coronavirus cases back up again. Roy's going to be like, get back in the house.
Get back in the house.
I wonder what, aren't you guys curious, though? Because my nanny's son goes to Clemson, and he's going back. By the way, they're doing like this person said, some classes in person, some classes online. Although you could opt to do all of them online. And I know a lot of students are going back down to Clemson just to get into apartments and dorms.
Because they just want to get away.
Like, you work your entire high school, Loren, to get out of your parents' house. Yeah. And now with the pandemic, you've been jammed back up in there since March.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, you're probably going to go to college and get the virus and spread it around even more and negatively contribute to society. But at least you get somewhat of a different experience.
Would you recommend to anyone, Roy, with your unqualified advice, to drop out of college right now, maybe pick up a trade? Plumber, electrician, carpentry.
My real qualified advice, you know, me not just being funny, would be...
Oh, you're funny on these? Oh, this isn't the real Roy? I got news for you, dude. You're not fooling anyone. We all know it's really you.
I would say now would be a great time for you to be saving money, if you can.
Stay home.
Yeah, that would be my best advice to you. People are really greatly impacted. And if you are not that impacted, you are blessed. Because there's some people right now who can't even figure out how to pay their next mortgage bill.
Amen.
Or their next rent bill or their electric bill. So that would be my real advice. But
it is important, though, Loren, to get out and get that college experience.
Yeah, and I think there's a fair argument to say that you're not getting really that full experience. But I do think you should get out.
Any concern with the other two roommates he's got in the apartment?
Oh, probably, yeah, greatly so. They're probably disgusting people. I hope they don't have coronavirus.
Right.
Listen, if you're going away to college, we just got a text message from 704 that said that there will absolutely be parties at college this year. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you live with nobody or three people. If you're going to classes and you're going to parties, you're probably exposing yourself to something.
And to be clear, when you go to college, there's other things you got to be worried about catching besides the coronavirus. There's definitely way other things. This should be of concern. So, listen, at this point, you just go to that cesspool and good luck.
Corona is the least of your worries.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just an unqualified advice from Roy, Loren. Someone sent us a text, and they were saying that they were college students. What were they, a sophomore in college?
Mm-hmm. Sophomore in college, wanted to know whether they should go back or take all their classes online. You know, they don't want to miss out on the college experience, but there's COVID.
It's interesting because their dad says you should go back because there's more to college than just the classes, and that's true. But are you going to get that this semester? That's the question that I have for college students. You know, you're not getting the frat parties. You're not even really the Big Ten yesterday announced, and the Pac-10 out west, they announced that they're not even going to do football in the fall.
Yeah, but ACC,
told you that was coming.
But the ACC and the other ones doing it.
SEC says they're doing it, and the Big 12 says they're doing it.
Yeah.
But who knows? That could change.
Yeah.
We got a text message that says, I'm staying home from college. At least this semester, as a junior at USC, I decided not to risk my health or that of my professors.
Hey, that's the smartest. I'm just saying, you know, in my unqualified advice opinion, if you want an experience, go to, you know, go.
No, you're right.
You know.
You're right. I mean, listen, I think that is the thing that not only students but parents are also dealing with. What advice do you give to your adult children on going back to school?
Isn't like there something to say, though, about, like, this person being a sophomore? Like, there's going to be other semesters.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Can't you take a pause? Is that a thing in college?
But they did. They took a pause in March.
Take a bigger pause.
Gap year?
Yeah.
By the way, I told you that my nanny's sending her son to, or he wants to go to Clemson. That's where he's going, sophomore year. And he's going to be working from his apartment, doing all of his online classes. And you're paying the same amount as you would if you were going into the classroom.
Yeah, that's nuts. Strange.
Colleges are not giving a discount for remote learning.
But
they still got to pay teachers and stuff, too. So you got to remember that.
That is true. I've been helping the Harvard professors gear up for online this fall. I've been being a fake student in little demos. And one of them, by the way, was...
Because these teachers only know how to teach in the classroom, so you're teaching them how to do the...
Right. So I went to Harvard Business School online, which is totally different operation from Harvard School. And so Harvard University. So I would then... They tapped into us, say, hey, you guys already know how to do the system. Teach our professors how to do the system.
Roy, do you ask obnoxious questions while they're trying to figure it out?
They give you a packet. Although, and I was pretty good, like, in history, and then there was, like, a government one, and there was, like, a law one, which wasn't too bad, and then there was a math one. And I'm like, I don't even know what to ask. Like, all the other ones, I could come up with questions, you know? I'm like,
so
this
wait,
one...
Wait, so I'm confused, because you never say no to anything, by the way. Did you ever notice that, Lorraine? Like, Roy's involved... in everything and anything that gets knocked, that knocks on his door. Mm-hmm. Because to put it in perspective, they came to you and they said, hey, would you like to be a test student where you can help teach our professors at the real university how to do remote learning?
Sure.
And you said yes, along with how many other students?
There was 30 other people in my group school classroom.
Okay. And you have to sit through an actual lecture?
Yeah, it's a case study.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the teacher, go ahead.
He doesn't know what questions to ask. He's like, got his hand up in math class, like, can I go to the bathroom?
Right. Because you have virtual raising your hands and lowering your hands, and then there's like all these muting functions.
And it's all a test run for the professor so that when it's for real, they're good and ready to go.
So the professor knows how to operate and how to pick on the students. But when I got to the math case study, it was really hard math.
Yes, Harvard. It's an Ivy League school.
I didn't know
what
how
did
to
you
do
think?
It. I didn't know. I was looking over my packet. I'm like, surely they have a guide in here for me. Like, there's got to be something in here for me.
They're going to strip you of your degree that you got from the online school. They're going to find out you were a fraud.
I know.
So are you done with that?
No, I still got a couple more sessions to get them ready because they're about to start. But, you know, I heard some kids already booked their apartments and then they found out everything's going to remote learning. And so they're like, do we eat the apartment rent? The 6-month apartment? I mean, what do you do?
You got to go.
What do you
do? I mean, if you have to pay for the apartment, you got to go. But you just got to be careful. It sucks. It all sucks, man. I feel bad for the high school kids. I feel bad. You know, the seniors this year are starting off on a weird foot.
I love that little old Southern me here in Charlotte, North Carolina, is shaping the minds of the future with Harvard University and their online platforms.
Take that, Ivy League schools. Did you get paid for it?
No, it's volunteer.
Oh, okay.
But you meet a lot of cool people, and the professors are really cool, and I still stay in touch with them.
Okay. All right. There you go. There's Roy. Harvard Roy.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's the Manny Roy and Lorraine Show. Kiss 90.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Go honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Every week here on the Manny, Roy, Weatherman Morning Show. It's our goal to keep Charlotte safe to date. We bust cheaters with War of the Roses. If you've never heard the segment, you got to download the War of the Roses podcast. You can find it kiss951.com, bpodstudios.com, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, it's there. But essentially, we call a suspecting cheater, offer them roses. If they don't send it to you, and they send it to the mistress or whoever it is, then there's definitely some issues with the relationships. That's called War of the Roses. Now, a guy catches his wife cheating, not through War of the Roses, but through something that people use on a daily basis.
It's called Google Maps, Loren.
Ooh.
A man in Peru got a bit more than what he bargained for when he checked out a street view of the capital Lima on Google Maps. He saw his wife cozying up on a bench with another man.
How do you even, like, process that?
His wife and the guy thought they were safe as they canoodled, that's what the article says, back in 2013. But one of Google's cars equipped with that 360 camera captured the couple sitting on the bench. The woman wearing a black top, white shirt, and boots, seated as her man in blue jeans and a white shirt, was lounging his head in her lap.
Oh, my goodness.
Although her face is blurred, as is customary on Google Maps, her husband recognized her by her clothing. When confronted, the cheating wife confessed her infidelity, which ultimately led to a divorce.
What? You never confess. Lie until you die.
Wait a minute. Unless somebody's lying to you, right?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
I wonder, and by the way, speaking of Google, the Google Maps, if you look at my old house, you could see a Google Maps car in 2013 drove through, and I'm showing Roy right now in the studio, you guys. You can see my wife, Amanda, getting into her car.
Okay.
On the Google Map. Look.
Yeah, that's funny. And you can tell it's your wife.
Oh, yeah.
So he could probably, just as you could tell it's your wife, maybe he could tell.
Who is that?
Uh-oh.
See that?
Who's that guy?
No.
There's some guy helping her with groceries. Hey, you.
Who's that handsome guy? Oh, wait, that's me. What other ways?
But you know, by the way, you know what I love about looking at that old Google Maps photo? You had like crap junk in the back of your truck. Like you just went to a yard sale.
I was moving. It was like my moving week.
But that crap was your possessions. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love that Roy is reading your truck.
Loren, I wonder what other ways someone could get busted cheating than, you know, be like just walking in on someone. Yeah, you got the Google Maps thing. That's a unique way. But, like, what other unique ways did you ever bust someone cheating? 704-570-9595.
You know, I just got a new car, and it's got this, like, fancy Ford app on it where I can see where the car is at all times. I bet people have been busted that way. Like, people being able to see, like, my husband's at this residence, and he has the car, so I'm just going to go there.
Yeah, we had that War of the Roses, and we've done hundreds of them, so I remember a bunch that stick out. Do you remember the time he got into the car, and he went to put something into Google, into the maps, on like the nav on his car, and he went to recent addresses, and one of the recent addresses was an address he didn't recognize? Do you remember that? And then so he drove by and he saw like a middle-aged man outside mowing the yard. And then War of the Roses. And it turned out that she was cheating on him. And that was the guy's house.
I do remember
like
that.
She had driven to his house. That's crazy. Oh. If you get busted cheating because of the nav on your car. I mean, what do you do, right?
Yeah.
What unique way did you bust someone? Did you find out you were being cheated on?
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the main hero in the ring show.
Okay, so we're talking about how Google Maps caught a woman cheating on her husband. He happened to go look in Peru. He wanted to see, like, this park. And he randomly looked, Loren, and he saw a woman who looked just like his wife. Even though her face was blurred out, he recognized the clothes. And the guy she was dating and cheating on her husband with was laying on her lap. And Roy actually found the picture, and he's trying to show it to me in here during commercial.
I'm looking at him right now.
Okay.
Yep.
So we want to know the odd way that you busted someone cheating. Crystal and Locust, good morning.
Hi.
What'd you find?
So my 13-year-old sitting beside of me is actually the one that told me to call you guys to tell you how I found out my ex was cheating.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
But I was on Snapchat, and I had a bunch of different girls that he had on his Snapchat as well. And I noticed that the friend emoji started changing. So I kept kind of putting things together and thought, okay, unless they are talking to my sister-in-law, my brother, my mother, or my ex-husband, then that's the only other person in my top that they could be talking to. And when I confronted him, he's like, oh, no, I'm not talking to her. And then finally one morning I got his phone, went through it, and they were, in fact, talking. And I found a lot of other things as well.
Now, I wonder how you find a lot of other things, because isn't Snapchat's whole thing that it disappears?
It does disappear, but it has, like, friend emojis. So, like, if you Snapchat somebody so many times, it'll have different little smileys. It'll turn into, like, a flame when you snap them so many days in a row.
Oh.
When you snap somebody for, like, 2 months in a row, you get these hearts.
Oh. There's loopholes in everything.
Snap emojis. Yes, it told me everything.
Wow. Snapchat. Thanks, Crystal. Have a great day, and thank your 13-year-old. All right.
We just got a text message from 540 that says, my cousin was dating a girl who had gotten into a car accident, and it was her boyfriend's car. So when the officer called him to tell him about her injuries and the passenger's injuries, he wanted to know, what passenger? It was her old ex.
Oh, that's the worst.
This is Mark in Fort Mill. You're on with Manny Roy and Loren.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, I was traveling for work out on the West Coast, and I had a Google Nest camera in my living room, and I didn't even think that it had audio connected to the video stream, and I was out at dinner at, like, you know, 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or 12 o'clock East Coast time, and it kept blowing up that there was activity, and I was like, you know, what's going on? You know, my wife's never up this late doing anything, and so I kind of listened in. It was dark, I couldn't see anything, but I could hear voices, so I kind of listened, and I could hear them, her having a conversation with somebody, and it turned fairly racy, and that was kind of the beginning of our end of finding out that she was having an affair with a coworker.
That sucks.
Mark, did she not know you had the Nest cams?
Oh, she did. She didn't know that it had audio, and I didn't know that it had audio, and it was just like a conversation. Like, I'd never even thought twice about it, but, you know, when your thing keeps blowing up, like, sending you alerts, like, there's activity, and I looked into it, and I couldn't see anything, but then, like, I could hear something, and I was like, what is that? And so I just listened for a second. I was literally, like, out to dinner with some colleagues and a client, and so I listened to it and was like, that's not, she's talking to somebody, and then I could hear, you know, it went on for like an hour, and I could hear everything, and then I basically came back and confronted, and...
Wow, so you didn't...
I was going to say, what's your next move after that?
I would have called and interrupted whatever was happening.
I would have called the police and said somebody was breaking into my house.
Oh, my God. You're so dramatic, Lorraine. Oh, my God.
Everybody laughs when she says that, by the way. Even Mark.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get... Everybody gives you your own story, but it's like until you're in the situation, it's like, how do you handle this? So it is what it is, but you live and you learn and you move on.
Well, I have one question because I'm caught up on the Nest camera thing. Do you think she tried to stay off the camera? Like, she knew it was there, so they were having conversation off the camera, or did she cover the camera?
She did. I didn't tell you that part, but yeah, there, like, earlier in the day, the camera had been turned to the wall.
Oh, son of a bee.
She was planning it all day.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so I'd already known that, but I just didn't. She, I actually asked her about it, and she said that her mom was helping with our kids.
Mm.
And she said her mom didn't want to be watched while she was in her nightgown. So.
Yeah. Listen, the three of us sit in here. Well, Loren's at home now, but when she comes back in the studio, any one of our significant others can have an affair between 6 and 10 and just have the radio on and know the minute we shut the show off that we're coming home.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mark. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
It's getting spooky. Down in South Kakalaki, a tree with smoldering claw marks found burning in a South Carolina neighborhood. But what caused them?
Dude, I don't know. You sent me this this picture. And, Loren, it looks like the tree's on fire from the inside.
I want to see.
I'll take a screenshot of it and send it to you. But the tree looks fine on the outside. And then you see these claw marks. And it looks like just fire on the inside of it. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. Of course, a lot of people are calling it demons, Satan, the devil.
Yeah, and is there another answer?
Well, the fire department thinks a more likely story is that a lightning strike has occurred and it's caused the interior of the tree to catch on fire.
That's not true. Stay away from me.
Yeah. By the way, how upset would Satan be that he came back up here to see what's going on and he accidentally plops into a tree?
In South Carolina.
How do I get out of this tree? I'm stuck. Cut me down.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's crazy, that picture.
It's just great. We'll get the photo up on our socials at the MRL show.
Wow. And so is the fire department going to put it out?
How do you put it out?
You spray water on it?
But it's the inside that's on fire.
But it looks like there's a hole where you can stick a hose through.
Yeah, it does. It almost looks like someone with a big monster claw just kind of scratched it.
I'll tell you what about these firefighters. We don't have a ton of time, but Roy and I are watching this video of Rachel Ray's house burning down in upstate New York, Loren. A huge home on the lake, beautiful, and we're not firefighters, and I guess, like, there's a way to do everything, but we both sat there and watched the firefighters, quote-unquote, fight the fire with not a ton of speed and energy.
Enthusiasm.
I mean, and I know that, like, they have to be careful. It's their lives.
Their safety's more important.
But if Rachel and her husband are sitting there, or me and my wife or Roy and his partner are sitting there watching their house burn, I'll be like, spray water on it. For the love of God, can you save anything?
How about this? Just run in, grab some stuff, come out.
My porn hard drive is in that top left room. Spray water up there.
I think that's the one thing you want to let go. You
know? Let that burn?
Yeah, let that burn.
Yeah.
It is funny. There's like some of them, I guess they have to take breaks, which I'm sure they do. They can't be, you know, doing a fire nonstop. They would kill themselves. You have to take breaks. And then you watch as this monstrous fire's going. You hear like four firefighters crack up with their shirts off and they're just...
Yeah, they're laughing.
They're laughing, hanging out.
They're cutting up?
They're cutting up.
Kind of, because, you know, it's their job. You know, it's not their home.
And then there's like another team fighting the fire, and they're just over there like relaxing for a little bit, which again makes sense. Not everybody can be fighting the fire at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It looks bad. Like if I
show some urgency,
a little busy. You know, whenever our boss walks by, I look like I'm slammed. I'm looking at paper.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I blame you, Roy.
What did I do?
I blame you because Nicole told me this morning she went to a doctor's appointment and she asked the doctor if she needed certain tests. And he goes, no, what? Where did you even come up with that? And what did you tell him?
It was a virtual visit. So we're just on the phone talking. And it's going so smoothly. Whereas, like, within 5 minutes, we're close to being done. And I'm like, I just feel like there's something more I should be doing. Like, I graduated college 5+ years ago. Like, do I need to come in for blood work? Do I need a physical? Do I need testing? Not knowing what testing I'm talking about. And he was like, no. Like, we typically do that every 3 or so years, but once you get closer to 40. And I was like,
"No, nuts, fire him."
And I was like,
"Nut job."
I was like, "Well, Lorraine always talks about getting blood work done. Manny talks about his cholesterol, and I feel like Roy is always at the doctor's."
Yeah.
And he's like,
"No." They got a chair with my name on it.
He's like, "No, you're healthy. You're good."
Yeah, quit hanging out with unhealthy people.
How does he know you're healthy?
Because he's got my medical history.
But he doesn't have your current blood work. He doesn't know your current blood pressure. You did a televisit. How does he
and
know?
Hold on. The only Fire reason him. That I've been getting Fire a him. Lot of blood work is because I was knocked up the last yeah. 9 months.
Nicole, this is why you ask the questions you ask yeah. when you go to the doctor, because you hear concerns. Not so much for me. I have blood pressure issues, but I take a pill.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, with your age, like, if you even came in and you had high cholesterol, which I've never had, then he would say, we're not going to recommend you go on medicine at 28. We're going to tell you to eat better and now, exercise.
That is true. I've gone into the doctor many times, and I've had chest pains. And I'm like, this is the big one.
This is the big one.
It's the end of the road for me. I'm having the heart attack.
Go on a walk.
Let's get the stent. Let's fix this.
It's like he just walked to his car.
Right.
And he feels that way.
And they're like, Roy, even if you were having a heart attack, the chances of it's so small, you're only 28. You haven't had that many years of clogging your arteries. Like, there would be, I mean, it would be rare. So I do understand that perspective. But what if your, you know, blood cell counts aren't right and there's a bigger illness that you're fighting? You don't know. You got to do blood work.
Well, I mean, he went through like a checklist of like, have I ever felt this or this or this? And the answer is no to everything. So basically he said, at my age, I can go in and get the test to like get my cholesterol tested, get tested for diabetes. And like, just so I know where I'm at. And he goes, sometimes it's a good motivator for people to lose weight. So, I was like, that could be cool.
You know what? Clearly your doctor has never watched House, MD, because there's one thing we learned, or Grey's Anatomy, because there's one thing we learned is that the patients always lie. Got to get the tests.
Wow.
Do the scientific facts.
Except for when they're healthy.
I
was about to say, this sounds like healthy jealousy.
It is. Didn't you say that you had to go to the doctor the other day, but you needed to change the appointment because you didn't have enough time? Like, you needed more time to be there?
Yeah, I had a lot of questions.
You couldn't give them the full.
Well, I wanted to do it by televisit, and then they're like, "No, you gotta come in. We gotta check you. We need to weigh you. We need to check your blood."
By the way, Nicole's doctor listens to the show, right?
Yeah,
he was kind of a fan of the show, so he
oh,
he
well,
knows.
You know what? Hang on, he's a lovely guy. Don't fire him.
Well, he was asking, like, because, you know, they start talking about stress and yada yada, and he started talking. He goes, is there stress or anxiety at the workplace? And I was like, I mean, I think it's normal. And he goes, well, what do you do for work? And then I told him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I guess they used to live in Lincolnton, so they used to listen on the way in.
You know what he said? Roy Brown? Oh, he's flagged in our system. he's a high risk of everything.
So, in other words, don't use us as your median to get tests done at the doctor, you guys.
Well, I'm getting my diabetes and cholesterol tested.
All right. Good for you.
Manny, Ryan, Loren Show, KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We talked about this earlier. I forgot how we got on the conversation, Loren, but it was about cheap dates.
Yeah.
How you know your date is cheap. Mm-hmm. Well, we found an article from womensday.com, and it's 10 signs that your date is really cheap. And the first one is actually kind of funny. But again, just like around 7 a.m. this morning when we were joking about this, you're like, okay, it might be a cheap move, but if the dude doesn't have all that much money, isn't it okay to do this? The first thing that womensday.com says, 10 signs that your date is cheap, is when he says he doesn't want a valet at the restaurant and parks by himself.
It depends on how busy it is. I mean, if there's spots up front, I get it. You don't want to waste the money.
I never valet. I don't really valet.
I love the show so much that I said that specifically to get Roy to respond to that.
I knew it. Only rich people valet. If it's free, maybe if it's free valet.
Well, you still got a tip.
Well, okay. I don't mind throwing like a tip if it's free valet, but if you got to pay like $20 for a valet, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of rare though, right? Ren, let me ask you. That you have to pay for valet? Isn't like the restaurant valet, like Five Church, for instance?
Yeah,
one of our favorite restaurants uptown.
Right. You usually get it, like, they give you validation, and you take that.
Oh, I just always assumed everybody was paying for valet.
No.
That
no,
like,
you have to tip.
Like 20, 30 bucks, and they'll park your car near the front or something.
Now, like at Waverly and Ballantyne, that big upscale shopping area, they do have a valet that is like 20 bucks flat fee.
I also feel weird valeting my 10-year-old Ford Taurus when there's like Lamborghinis valeting, and then I pull up. Like I can park in the back and walk up like a poor peasant like I need to. Thank you.
10 signs your date is cheap. One was if they decide not to valet. He asks you only if you want to do coffee and some snacks instead of a full spread.
I'm okay with that. Like, I would rather you do that than, like, take me to a dinner where I have to pick off the kids' menu.
Would you split an entree with your date?
I mean, if I wasn't that hungry, maybe, but not just to split an entree. I'd pay for it myself.
Top signs your date is cheap if you split an appetizer and dessert, which, by the way, can be romantic, but the main dish, eh.
Yeah, dessert and appetizer are splittable.
But I know some people, too, who are really funny about sharing food. Like, they don't want you to eat off their plate.
Yeah. One of them is something that you brought up, Lorraine. You said earlier in the show, if he uses a coupon on the first date, that's a no-go.
No, I can't do it.
If he assumes you're going to split the check, that's on here. Skips pre-dinner drinks and doesn't offer to get you a cocktail. I like this one, too. Sends the food back to get it knocked off the ticket. Oh. We got a text message from someone who said that they were on a date with someone who kept doing that.
I get so embarrassed by that. Like, even if my food is wrong, typically I'll just sit.
I don't ever sit back. In fact, I remember specifically I went to this oyster place, and the chicken sandwich was not good. It was awful. And I took one bite of it, and I didn't eat it. But the oysters we had was really good. So I was eating that, and I was having a good time. And the waitress came over and was like, "Is everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." And she's like, "Do you want a box?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good." And then she kept drilling me, like, "Oh, so why'd you not eat it? What's wrong? What's going on?" And I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, I'm full off the oysters, you know, that
right.
type of thing.
Yeah.
And then Sterling finally was like, he didn't like the chicken sandwich.
Oh.
And I'm like, here we go. Here comes the manager.
What'd they do?
We'll take care of it. Don't worry, sir. Then the manager comes. Took it off the bill. I'm so sorry. I'm like, it doesn't need to be this big weird thing. I didn't like it.
Right. I don't know.
And sometimes it's not even their fault. Like, sometimes you just don't like it. It's not that it was prepared
That's
wrong.
What I said. I was like, you know, other people would love this chicken sandwich. I didn't.
Sometimes you go to an oyster restaurant and you order, I don't know, seafood and not chicken.
Right.
You know, it's like my dad goes to an Italian restaurant and complains about the steak not being good. And I'm like, yeah, because they're really good at other things. Like, I don't know, chicken parm.
That's why I don't push it.
You know, I mean, is the salad at any fast food place good?
Chick-fil-A salad's pretty good.
Chick-fil-A? Okay. I mean, it's like you go to Wendy's and complain about the salad.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Hey, tomorrow on the show at 8:05, speaking of food and fast food, wait till you hear Loren just shared a picture of something.
Oh.
Your friend found a little surprise in their fast food meal.
Yeah, and I will probably never eat there again.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll tell you what that is. We're not going to say the restaurant. We'll spare it. It's probably a client somewhere along the line. But
and they have headquarters nearby.
Yeah. We'll discuss it tomorrow, 8:05.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Like we always do, we finish up our show with a look at celebrity gossip. What's happening, Ren?
Yeah, so did you guys see this? That Ed Sheeran and his wife are expecting their first child.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, the baby's actually due later this summer. So they've been keeping this kind of under wraps.
Okay, well, it's easier to do that now that you're with coronavirus.
Totally.
Nobody's out looking at bellies anymore. Like, Justin Timberlake's wife, Jessica Biel, gave birth, and we had no idea she was pregnant.
Yeah. Speaking of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, he, not too long ago was reportedly seen holding hands with one of his co-stars. And after that, he had to sign, an agreement that if he cheated on her, he would have to pay her.
Do you have that agreement?
Do I have that agreement?
Yeah, because it seems like that's an agreement you would have.
No, I'm just, our agreement is till death do us part, literally.
That's good. I think that was a murder confession. I don't know what that was.
You know what? Take it how you want it. I didn't say it, but take it how you want it.
What the hell's going on?
And you're busy, too. Don't act like your world over there is, A to Z in line.
What do you say?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah. You got
we don't.
You got engaged, and now your communication is awful. I told you that was going to happen.
Well, we sometimes have bad communication. Although, when I told him, the moment we get married, because he's got all those stocks and whatnot, he's a fancy, he actually does the right thing and invest. I'm like, guess what becomes mine? Your retirement.
I know. You guys have discussed the money aspect before you discussed wedding venues and having children. Don't forget that.
And he told me that all of it's going to be his. I'm like, well, I'll get my attorneys. You'll get your attorneys.
Well, if you guys do that beforehand, it'll be a little different than this agreement before Justin Timberlake, between Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Because this was a quote-unquote midterm agreement that he signed because he swears that nothing ever happened. So he was happy to sign it, affirming, you know, that he's in the relationship for the long haul.
Anything else, Ren?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was just, he came in at number one of the highest paid actors again. He makes $87.5 million. That's crazy.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
We watch Moana every 2 minutes at our house now. That's Ruby, my 2-year-old's favorite movie. She goes, Wana?
Aww.
And I hear him singing that song.
Yeah.
Just be happy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Rounding out the top five is Ryan Reynolds, Mark Wahlberg, Ben Affleck, and Vin Diesel.
Okay, what's Mark Wahlberg doing? I haven't heard from him in a minute. How's he making money?
He does a lot of like behind the scenes stuff too.
Oh, okay. I was like, I haven't heard of like a
porn.
Maybe so, because I haven't heard about a hit with Mark Wahlberg in a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren.
All right.
Yeah, you can get all your celebrity gossip at kiss95.com.
Can't wait for you to get back in the studio.
Yeah, the delay is hell. No, it's not. It's not our first date. It's the delay, man. Our connection to her studio is just...
One day
this time.
We will all be together again. The gang will be together and everything will be lovely. I just really believe that. War of the Roses, 7:50 Thursday morning. We're going to test in the relationship. Then 8:05, Loren's going to tell us what her friend found in something she ordered from a fast food restaurant. We got a text message from 704 that said, I'm guessing it's a fingernail or a piece of tooth or something. No.
Worse.
That's tame compared to what it was. 8:05, we'll see you Thursday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.